Next, David talks about overcoming some of the resistances that we can come up against on our journey of enlightened awareness. He begins by suggesting that we might pray for help with any hidden aspects that are within ourselves.
You could say without divine help, no such thing as enlightenment is possible, because the human ego in and of itself lacks either the motivation or the know-how. So mankind, after all the eons of evolution, still couldn't even tell truth from falsehood. And you can tell that by watching the evening news. You see nothing but falsehood parade itself. So without divine help, after eons of hopeless agony in hell, the ego broke down. The narcissistic core of the ego is so powerful. It took eons in hell. Arose the prayer, "If there is a God, I ask him for help." The pridefulness of the ego is almost beyond belief. The ego believes that the core, its narcissistic core, is God. So what you're asking the ego to do is give up sovereignty, giving up its own illusion that it is divine, and it fights like crazy to survive. One of the most delightful things is you watch the Weather Channel, they have storm stories. And in there are stories of tornadoes and people who were lifted high in the air in a tornado and lifted 100 feet over the ground in a chair is this woman. Instead of terror, she said, "I prayed to God and I went into a state of infinite and profound stillness and peace beyond into eternity." When you calibrate it at 600, she went and hit the Sitchatananda because faced with sudden death, she completely surrendered the ego to God. And it's funny, when they interview these survivors of terrible, terrible disasters, almost all of them said they prayed. So people say, "Well, what about the ones who didn't pray?" Well, they don't get to be alive to be on television and tell you how they survived it. But you can watch the Weather Channel that after night, and I'll tell you. And then they'll say, "We were in the snowbank buried under 6 feet of snow, and we prayed, and we prayed. And then the dogs found us." It's interesting. It's not cause and effect, but within that field, the possibility increased of discovery. Very interesting. Let's say you're trying to overcome a certain phenomena, and then you see what it's based upon. Well, as you try to surrender that, anxiety comes up. So there's a resurgence of anxiety as you let go each of these levels. And then there's the resurgence of guilt, because the layers of the ego are not admirable qualities. So the letting it go. And letting it go, of course, letting go fear. And it summons up a more basic fear, so that you find that there's fears upon fears upon fears. And most of the fears of the ego have to do with physical death. And I always tell people, handle physical death right in the beginning, so that when you begin to contemplate physical death, then there's all kinds of things you have to relinquish. Your attachment, the values you've projected to it, the idea that you are nothing but a physical body, et cetera, et cetera. So it takes a whole stack. Eventually, you reach the looking at, well, if you die, you die, and so. And at that point, you're pretty free of it.